The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump,
welcome to July. It is Taz and the Moose with you on a Monday morning, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete, Bogus updates, 9 a.m. Eastern time, we go. Hopefully everyone out there enjoyed themselves a wonderful weekend. NBA free agency came and went for the most part. We still got a couple chips to fall, one being Kawhi Leonard, but a lot of money spent last night. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, buddy?
Good, Moose. Good. Hope you had a great weekend. Looking forward to a fun week here of shows and a fun show today. The NBA free agency definitely dropped last night. It was a lot of fun, and you're right, lots of money spent.
Yeah, $2.1 billion right around, give or take a couple shekels here or there that was spent on free agents or extending guys and all kinds of contracts. As we got better than in trades, a two-page list that came down last night as got going right around 6 o'clock Eastern time, and word came down, I'd probably say about 3 o'clock Eastern time yesterday afternoon, that Kevin Durant had made his decision. That he was going to announce it on his Instagram, his own platform,
yeah.
Right? Correct. And that that he had made, and that announcement was going to come at 6 o'clock Eastern time. And I texted a buddy of mine that that is in the know, knows Durant's uncle very, very well. And I said, "What's the decision going to be?" And he said, "Brooklyn." And it came down about an hour and a half later, it came down that he was going to be a Brooklyn Net. And Kyrie Irving obviously was going to join him. And that was announced earlier that Irving was going to make that decision was already made, Taz. And the Brooklyn Nets are the big winners. Biseglia, all the guys here that are big Brooklyn Net fans, they are the big winners last night. As Kevin Durant, they're going to have to wait a year for him as he's recovering from torn Achilles tendon surgery. But a year from now, we're going to be talking about the Brooklyn Nets being potentially the favorite in the Eastern Conference to get themselves through the East into the NBA playoffs and to the NBA Finals, because you have Durant, you have Kyrie Irving, you have Caris LeVert. They had a couple other pieces as well, DeAndre Jordan
yeah.
Garrett Temple to a two-year contract too. This is an absolute home run for that franchise and for that organization, a franchise that we mocked around, joked around about after that god-awful trade that Billy King made with the Boston Celtics, and giving up all the assets and the first-round draft choices and trying to go for it in a very, very small window. Now, yes, there's risk with it because you don't know what Durant's going to be coming off a torn Achilles, but you can look at his game not being a dunker, not being a slasher and a driver, and a guy that's a preeminent shooter, that he's going to be able to recover. I mean, a home run for the Brooklyn Nets.
Huge. I mean, huge. Huge for the Nets. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they really, it almost feels like as far as in New York, what the New York Knicks have been saying they want to do and try to do for a lot of years, it seems like the Nets did it in just a couple of minutes. I'm exaggerating because, just as once the free agency went down, but getting these monster names that they got from Durant to Irving, and you're right, it's going to take a year before you see KD on wearing the black and white of the Nets. But, you know as well as me, that aura, just him being on that roster, part of that franchise, it builds the confidence of the whole team. It motivates the rest of the guys. The fan base, it keeps the fan base extremely excited and happy. And just to see him, and I'm not a Nets fan, but just when once the time happens, Moose, where you see Kevin Durant, in wearing a Nets logo hoodie or whatever he's wearing, sitting on the bench, even though he's going to be hurt still, is going to make Net fans feel amazing that he's there. Just that aura, I think, is that's how big of a name this guy is and a great player he is.
Yeah, and you're not wrong. For Brooklyn and for Sean Marks and for Kenny Atkinson, who's they've done it the right way. They've been a you know a, last year they surprised a lot of people with the way in style and fashion which they played Taz. You know, it's kind of legitimizing themselves. You know, Kevin Durant, who got offered a max 5-year deal from Golden State. We'll get to the Knicks' response after the Durant decision here momentarily, Taz. But for Brooklyn, there's no other way to cut it. It's a gamble for them that they had to take, and it was a must take. And they got their guys. They got Irving. You knew Irving was going. And then he comes down to the decision that Kevin Durant was going. And from my understanding, you know, the process was quick. You know, his agent, there were meetings that were held and conversations that were had before the unofficial start of free agency. Everybody was let know, you know, it was let to be known all the teams that were involved of where Durant was going to go or the fact that he was not going to that team. Early on Sunday afternoon, and then the decision came down, Taz. So, Brooklyn, it's a home run, and it's a fantastic... Listen, it's great to be a Brooklyn Net fan. You wake up on this Monday morning. Last night, you have a hard time going to sleep. It's a fantastic time to be a Brooklyn Net fan. And, you know, for all those that reported, you know, Steve A. Smith, those guys that reported earlier in the week that this was what was going to go down, they were correct and right. The report that came out about 48 hours before free agency... about Kyrie, about Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant, they had conversations about pairing up and playing with one team. That team would have been the Clippers. It would not have been the Knicks if Kevin Durant decided to go out to Los Angeles and play with the Clippers. That was the team and the organization, from my understanding, that we're talking about. It was not going to be the New York Knicks. The Brooklyn Nets become the preeminent power right now as we speak, especially a year from now. In New York basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. I got to tell you, I did not, you know, and we talked about this last week. I didn't think Durant was going to go to Brooklyn. I really felt in my gut that he was going to stay in Golden State just because of the rehab process and that he knows the training staff and the medical staff and there so well and is going to deal with the Achilles. You know, but yeah, I was wrong. I have to say that. I mean, and Durant is, he has been here in New York. He's been rehabbing here in New York. For those that don't know, I'm sure that helped immensely with one-on-one, face-to-face meetings and conversations with Brooklyn, so with the Nets. But there's another team here in New York where Kevin Durant is, you know, rehabbing called the Knicks, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, and a little bit more color to the Golden State scenario is that he never felt like, you know, he always felt like an outsider from what I was told. He always felt like an old outsider out in Golden State. It was always Steph's team. You know, Bob Myers joking around about his contract last year at the championship parade when they were on stage. Remember all that? We talked about that at the time. That bothered Durant. The fact that Kerr did not have Durant's back with everything surrounding Draymond Green. He felt anyway he did not have his back. What I was told is Durant always felt like kind of like the guy that was brought in as the hired gun and never felt like he was a part of the inner circle out there at Golden State. Now, we know he's a sensitive guy, and I don't know exactly where there's a lot of truth, but I'm just telling you that's what Durant felt like. And, you know, to turn down the max, what was the offer from Golden State? 220? I think it was five years. 2 years, $220 million. It was well north of 200. And he signs for 4 for $164 with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, it's massive. It's a massive deal. And his buddy Kyrie will be there with the Nets too. And he signed a 4-year, $142 million deal, something like that. So, you know, a lot of money being spent in Brooklyn for sure. I'm gonna sneeze, Moose. So you could take it from here.
No, you got it. No worries. And then you get the fallout with New York and the Knicks. Bless you.
Sorry about that.
And then you get the fallout with the Knicks, Taz. And there's no other way to cut it. They gambled and lost.
Yeah.
You trade Kristaps Porzingis. You make that deal with the Dallas Mavericks. Who Porzingis ends up signing a 5-year max contract extension with the Dallas Mavericks. Even as injury ravaged as he has been in his short NBA career, Taz, you make that deal with the belief that Durant and Irving are coming to Madison Square Garden. Your owner, James Dolan, hops on local radio in New York and says everything's going according to plan. Well, the plan is not Bobby Portis, Taj Gibson, Julius Randle,
yeah.
Reggie Bullock.
Yeah.
That is not the plan for the Knicks in free agency. They gambled and lost. Now, some may say, all right, well, the Knicks are going to win in the long run because they would not have signed Kevin Durant coming off an Achilles tendon injury. That's all well and good. That's fine. You can make that claim, and that could keep you warm and cozy at night. But the fact is if Durant does work, he's going to be an absolute monster at 32 years of age in Brooklyn. And him and Kyrie Irving are going to be an interesting pairing for Brooklyn that's going to make them an instant championship contender starting next season.
Right. No, exactly. And, you know, look, you're a Knicks fan. I'm not. And you've been a Knicks fan your whole life. And the thing is, like, you know, it's got to suck for all Knicks fans. You know, you got a guy, your ownership with Dolan, where he's not exactly loved anywhere amongst the NBA circles. Even here in New York, he's not loved. So, where he comes out and basically makes promises that he doesn't come through with, that sucks. That sucks for the fan base. That sucks that you fall short as an ownership, and then you got to put out a quasi-apology. You know, and the free agency was only going on for a couple of hours at that moment last night. You know, it was kind of like, hey, God, that's even almost worse. I almost respect that the Knicks put out a statement, you know, basically apologizing to the fan base because at least they didn't bury their head in the sand and tuck tail and hide. But I also felt like, all right, you're not willing to take a chance on Kevin Durant, the Achilles. You don't know what he's going to be like when he comes back. And you say that, it's almost like we promised you guys something as a fan base. We gave you no big names in free agency. Well, so far, unless I don't think Kawhi's going there, but who knows. And then you say an apology, like, well, sorry, you know, but we're going to build with our young guys we have. I mean, yeah, it makes you feel like, ah, God, I'm happy I'm not a Knicks fan.
It's nonsense. You know, and the report is so small when an organization comes out after they get burned by Durant and told that he's not going there and he's going to Brooklyn to say that they were unwilling to offer him a max deal. Listen, there was a report last week that James Dolan might be hesitant to give Kevin Durant a max contract until he saw all the medicals. Now, listen, that's a report, and then all of a sudden that got squashed down. Then they were willing to offer him a max deal. To come out, and it's basically a lie. I mean, there's no other way they could. I don't think they're necessarily telling the truth. I think it's more so a case of they felt like they needed to save a little bit of face and say, no, if he wanted us, he was going to come to us at our price, not his price. We're not going to give him a max contract. Listen, the Golden State Warriors were giving him a 5-year max deal. The Brooklyn Nets gave him a 5-year max deal, a 4-year max deal. I firmly believe the Knicks, if Kevin Durant called him up on Sunday afternoon and said, I'm coming to New York, I want to play at Madison Square Garden,
right,
and the Mecca and the Knicks would have given him a max contract.
I completely agree with everything
you just said. It's completely an utter nonsense.
It's CYA. That's what they're doing. Well, kind of. They're saving face. That's a better – the way you put it.
They're trying to be hardball. We were going to play hardball with Kevin Durant. If he wanted to come to us, he was going to come to us on our price.
But I want
to
ask you, as a Knicks fan, with that announcement they made last night, I think they tweeted it. It was on Instagram or something like that.
I think it was Twitter. It might have been Twitter.
How did you feel? Did you feel like, okay, well, at least they're –
Taz, I'm bothered.
Well, I'm just saying, buddy, now it didn't make you feel better,
no,
right?
No, it did not.
I that's what I figured.
No, it did not. It did not make me feel better.
Would make you feel a little worse.
Well,
kind of, right?
Well, here's the other thing. Fizdale was supposed to be the great recruiter, no? I mean, everybody wants to play for David Fizdale. All these guys, all these stars in the NBA, that's the guy that they want to play for. They all love him. LeBron's guy, Wade's guy. They all want to play for David Fizdale.
For
David Fizdale. And
but I'm saying you got the garden hook, too.
You got the garden hook. You got Fizdale. And then you get to the owner, James Dolan, who can't get out of his own way, who's a factor. Right. I mean, who's a factor where, you know, it's never a good sign when we're joking around last week that Kevin Durant is meeting up with Charles Oakley. How do you think that conversation went?
I forgot about that.
You don't think they ever talked about the Knicks and Dolan and what is his playing at Madison Square Garden and... You know what a headache he is, Taz. No, it didn't do anything for me.
No.
Listen, when you go and talk about a plan, and 6 months ago, when everybody and their mother's basically saying Durant is coming, he wants to be a Knick, Kyrie Irving is coming, it's going to be Durant and Kyrie Irving, And both of them end up in Brooklyn playing at the Barclays Center. And the Knicks are signing Taj Gibson, Reggie Bullock, Bobby Portis, and Julius Randle. I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, any way you cut it, that's a problem. And listen, I get that they have to hit a ceiling floor. I'd rather them be terrible. You know, sign guys, give money out to guys that stink and win 17, 18 games again and have a first-round draft. What's the point of winning 30, 35 games? Nothing.
It's a tough deal. Now, you guys are in a tough spot as a fan base for sure, the Knicks. I mean, it sucks. The thing is, like, with the Durant thing, and you're right. I mean, we talked about it a lot. We really thought, I mean, on our show here, that Durant was heading to the Knicks for sure until he hurt the Achilles.
Then that changed everything.
Right. But it didn't change anything for Golden State. They wanted to keep him. You made this point a few minutes ago. And didn't change nothing for the Nets. The Nets were like, hey, you know, we'll be in the KD business. No problem. We'll be in the KD business for 4 years, $164 million. That's being in business with a guy. You know, so, I mean, you gotta figure if you're the Knicks, you got to feel like you got egg on your face and you look a little stupid. You know, that the crosstown team, you know, rival, you know, in Brooklyn while you're in Manhattan is signing this guy and makes you and your fan base look silly.
Well,
hence why you got to put out a statement.
Right. And Taz, for the life of me, and I can't get a straight answer, you know, talking to some people yesterday, what changed? Right? Like, what flipped for Irving and Durant where we saw them at the All-Star game, remember, in the hallway at that arena, having a conversation. What changed to where there were all these reports that both of them were going to the Knicks? And I get the injury. I'm talking about them playing together and joining the same team. What changed to where then all of a sudden they're going to Brooklyn? Because Brooklyn's probably known this for a while, because they're not making the deal with the Atlanta Hawks, right? They're not making that deal with the Atlanta Hawks to get rid of Alan Crabb's contract if they at that time didn't get some sort of a notion that both of them were coming to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
When did it change to where they don't want the Knicks, they want the Brooklyn Nets?
You mean Durant and Irving,
yeah,
right?
I can't get a straight answer. When did it flip? Because for about 6 months during the year, it was all Knicks.
Right.
And then basically
the rug got pulled out from under you.
Right.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
Even before the Durant injury happened, the report was that Kyrie Irving was going to Brooklyn. Then the Durant injury happened, and the Knicks were one of the four teams you would have a conversation with, but it always looked like the Brooklyn Nets were the favorite to get him, Brooklyn or Golden State.
Yeah.
When did it all change?
Yeah, I know. I got a feeling it's just a combination of Irving and Durant getting together, and the injury is definitely a big part of you know, the whole thing with the Knicks not happening. But I do think it's Irving and Durant. As we quasi-joked, and we talked about it last week, and you just mentioned it again here today in this segment about Oakley, I think Oakley might have said some things to Durant, which you can't blame Oakley.
But I mean, feel like even before the Oakley meeting, I got a sense that Durant wasn't coming. Because people even before that said it was, you know, if he came to New York, it's going to be Brooklyn.
You didn't mean before the injury, though. You're not saying you were feeling or hearing this. This after the injury you're talking about, right?
No, before. Even before. Before the injury, okay, I'd heard Durant was ticked off at Dolan.
Right. Right,
because of Dolan going on the airwaves in New York and saying the plan, everything's going according to plan. Instead of cutting the story off at the knees, added more fire to it to where then Durant has to continue to ask questions about his future in Golden State.
Mm.
So I did hear that bothered Durant's camp at the time, right? And, you know, at the time, I also did hear that there were some, you know, it doesn't mean anything now, that it was, and I mentioned before in terms of Leonard and Durant, Kawhi Leonard and Durant, it was more so the Clippers than the Knicks. It was never going to be New York Kawhi Leonard's got no interest in, you know, hence the Knicks have spent, they've got $17 million in cap space. They know they're not a player for Kawhi Leonard, as it's either the Lakers, the Clippers, or the Toronto Raptors for Kawhi here, Taz. But even before that, I just got a sense, I don't know, the script changed. Maybe it was the owner. Maybe it all has to do with that radio interview in New York that ticked off Durant.
You know that. I mean, the guy's he's hated.
I know he's hated. And the one thing I can't stand is those guys coming out and saying, oh, now you got to give credit to, you know, Carmelo Anthony, the Allen Hans of the world, for taking up the challenge of playing at Madison Square Garden, the Knicks. Listen, guys can do it. It has nothing to do with pressure.
No.
It all has to do with the fact of they want to play an organization that they trust and they want to love. I mean, that's listen, it.
Anybody who's saying that this is because of the pressure to Garden and the Knicks, that's insanity.
Yeah, I agree with you.
These are elite pro athletes. These are big times. We're talking Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. Come on.
I don't disagree with you. Yeah. But last night, anyway you cut, I tweet, it's a disaster.
Yeah, no, it is a disaster.
For the Knicks, it's a disaster. And in the city where we broadcast from, Taz, it almost seems like the Knicks disaster story has superseded the fact that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are going to the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, it's
has it not?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, you're right. It has, and this is not New York NBA news or New York sports news. This is national news in sports. I mean, I'm watching the NBA free agency show. They did a great job on ESPN, and then I'll flip it back and forth to the Met game on the other ESPN, right? The Mets Braves, and they're covering. It was pretty cool. You probably locked into the NBA. At Citi Field, they put up on a Tron there, a big Kevin Durant heading to Brooklyn.
It's
pretty cool.
I saw a picture of it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of Met fans are, like Mike and Evan Roberts, Net fans are Met fans. So, it's huge news sports-wise, you know. I mean, so it's just, this is big news that these two guys end up with the Nets, that the Knicks look like they just look horrible. You know, it really is. I mean, seriously, and I'm a 76er fan. I know we'll get into this a little bit, and I'm not exactly doing backflips, but I'll tell you what, it's been right today, this morning, it's better being a Sixer fan than a Knicks fan. I'm sorry to say that, Moose.
Well, I mean, it is. There's no doubt about it. And for the Knicks now, it's a matter of playing the long game. Hoping that R.J. Barrett develops, Mitchell Robinson develops, Kevin Knox develops, Taz, because amazingly enough, the Knicks have become basically like Oklahoma City and Toronto.
Yeah.
Think about this for a second because it hit me. The Knicks, in order to get that already established star to come to New York, might have to do exactly what Oak City and Toronto did, is trade for that star, give up assets in order to try and prove to that star player that this is a place worth signing, because it is very difficult to get that player to come in on his own. It just is.
It is.
Because they don't trust Dolan. They don't trust that. So you exactly have to do what Toronto, and no knock against Toronto, Oklahoma City, but they can understand it's not exactly destination for free agency. It's just not. That's why Masai Ujiri's making that trade with San Antonio.
Exactly.
That's why Oak City's making that trade with Indiana to get Paul George. The Knicks, in order to get that guy, are probably going to have to do the same thing that those two franchises did, is that if you have a star that hates in the city where he's in, to go gamble and bring that star in and hope that in that year's time you can prove to that star player this is a place that you should sign up long-term and play.
I agree. Anybody out there listening,
think about it, it's New York.
It is New York. But here's the thing. Anybody out there listening that's a Knicks fan or I'm sorry, and including you, Moose, anybody who thinks that the Garden is the big allure and being in the middle of and being in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, near Times Square, playing at the Garden. For those that have never been to New York, it's right near Times Square. The Garden attraction, that allure is Gonski. And it has nothing to do with the pressure. It has to do with the owner comes off as a heel, meaning like not a good guy to want to play for. He comes off really, really bad. And these guys have options. These top players, these guys all, you know, that are elite players, like a Durant, like a Irving or Walker or Klay Thompson, these guys, Jimmy Butler, these are massive stars, man. They're not going to deal. They have options. Why am I going to go deal with a guy, an owner, who comes off like a schmuck? Why would I want to do that?
Well, and not just that. One of the visuals now, you know, if you are in Dolan's inner circle as a former player, then he's going to take care of you, Taz. And Charles Oakley certainly isn't on that inner circle. But, you know, Charles Oakley was dragged out of Madison Square Garden.
I mean,
he can't be doing that. I mean, and then he went on, and then, you know, Dolan goes on New York Airwaves and basically paints him as an alcoholic and a drunk.
It was not good.
There's nothing, and so players see that.
Yeah, of course they do. And they respect a guy like Oakley. Yeah. He's one of those guys who helped pave the way as a veteran player.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Players have an understanding.
They
see that. They it's not like they turn a blind eye to that at all. I mean, Kevin Durant doesn't remember Oakley as a player. He's too young. You know, at that stage, Durant's only 30, 31 years of age. You know, Charles Oakley has been retired a long, long time here. But maybe he remembers him, you know,
on the periphery. They're students of the game. That's
but
all
they are, right. My point being is that Durant's a student of basketball. He knows what Oakley was as a player.
You're exactly right. Yeah, I misunderstood you at first.
Even if he didn't see him play in his prime,
he knows
what Oakley was.
Of course, you have to be a student of the game when you're at that level. And of course, a guy like Durant, guy like Kyrie, these guys are. And you disrespect a guy like Oakley, and no matter what, whatever it is, you know, no matter if Dolan's right, you got to take the high road. You're the owner. It's your building. It's your team. You can't do that. And he took the low road with that, and that too made national news.
I totally agree. 855-212-4227. What's your take on NBA free agency? A lot of moves to get into. But the big one, the big two, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Brooklyn Nets, both agreeing to four-year contracts. Man, that Nets team's going to be fun to watch a year from now. I'll tell you that. I want to hear from your reaction. The fallout in New York with the Knicks. The Nets are now the team in town. 855-212-4227. Just getting going here on this Monday morning, the 1st of July, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, doing more brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement. With everything you need to do projects smarter, the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. How about Gerrit Cole? Cole allowed one run, struck out 10 over seven innings as the Astros beat the Mariners 6-1 down in Houston. And Cole is one of the reserve pitchers for the American League in the All-Star game next week out in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, yes, yes. We were talking in the first segment a lot about the Knicks, Moose, and about free agency and the Knicks mishaps, and the Nets are just a team to probably, them and the Pelicans probably the team to watch this year as far as exciting teams. Let's go out to Jersey, talk to our friend John. Listen on radio.com.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
Hey, here he is.
What's going on?
Hey guys. Good morning. How are you? Happy July.
What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, you're so happy. How are you, John? Everything good over there?
Everything is awesome, Taz. Everything is awesome. Right.
That's great.
And as a Knicks fan, I'm not waking up this morning doom and gloom. I'm really not.
Why?
I mean, I got to be consistent. I said last week that I thought off the injury that I would not have signed Kevin Durant. And I still feel that way. I think for the Nets, you tip your hat. I think for them it was the right thing to do because they, as a second citizen in New York, had to put a stamp on the team and the franchise. The big-time players will go there. So I wish them luck. But I'm not sitting here as a Knicks fan saying, oh, my God. Look, did I think 2 months ago that this is where I'd be July 1st, signing, you know, Taj Gibson and, you know, Portis? Of course not. But, I mean, that injury to Durant changed everything. I don't think that was the right thing for the Knicks to do. Now, they got to be smart going forward and, you know, hopefully get a little bit of luck going forward like anybody else does. But I'm not sitting here this morning like, oh, my God, it's over. I'm really not. As a Mets fan, I am. As a Knicks fan, no.
Why? That second part I agree with.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you look at the Knicks, you know, with the hopes of Zion Williamson, you end up with R.J. Barrett, right? Anthony Davis is a Laker. Kyrie Irving's a Net. Kevin Durant's a Net. And none of it's disappointing?
Well, look, I guess 2 months ago, did I think that this is where we would be? No. But, okay, Anthony Davis. If we could have went out and signed Anthony Davis, I'd do that. Would you have traded with the Lakers, traded for Anthony Davis? Not a chance.
But why not? Where are the Knicks going now?
Oh, yeah. What has Anthony Davis ever won?
Well, but hold on a second. When have the Knicks done a good job developing young talent?
No, I understand. But I'm not going to error in the future because of the ills of the past. Yet I haven't done a good job of that. The Lakers traded their entire future for Anthony Davis.
That's fine. Kevin Durant would have cost you nothing. And Kyrie Irving would have cost you nothing. Both those guys decided that their destination of choice was in the same city on a team that's the second fiddle to the main team.
Well, again, if Kevin Durant wasn't hurt, I would have put all in on Kevin Durant. The injury, in my mind, changed it. I think the risk to max out on a guy coming back at 32 off of that injury, it scared me.
Yeah, but it didn't change it for, you know, John, the only thing, too, though, you got to think about that, you know, it didn't change it for the Nets' perspective on the injury for Durant or Golden State Warriors, you know what I mean, with the Achilles.
I understand.
You know what I mean? That's all. There's something to think about
again,
there. You know?
I mean, I think the Nets are in a different position now because, look, when before the injury, people on Sports Talk in New York were joking about Durant going to the Nets. He'll never go there. And he went there. I think they needed to change the perception. Now, look. Unfortunately, as a Knicks fan, maybe I have to come to the realization that that's what people think of the Knicks now because of whether it's Dolan or whatever, that people are looking at the Knicks as not exactly a go-to place.
No, nobody. No, John, you have to really – you can't be delusional. You got to realize that is the aura, not just in the tri-state area. I think amongst NBA fans, it's shown that players don't want to go play for Dolan. They don't care about the Garden. They don't care about being in the middle of Manhattan. These guys don't care. Kemba Walker, look at him. He's going to go up. He's a kid from the Bronx to play for UConn. He's going to go to Boston and make north of $140 million, four-year deal.
And go play with the Celtics.
Play with the Celtics, right? And then, you know, and he's happy as a pig, and you know what, you know, so... I'm sure he is, anyway, I should say. I'm assuming he's happy.
I understand. Yeah. And I mean, I think that to me is a bigger concern this morning. You know, the perception of the Knicks and the attractiveness of the Knicks. Again, maybe I'm foolish. I'm not upset about losing Durant and Kyrie.
All right. Listen, John, you know, teach his own. Yeah, I mean, and you're probably, there's some that are not going to be as bothered. It bothers me because, yeah, I think the perception of the Knicks is not a good one around the league. Andre Iguodala, you know, nailed it last week on CNBC. Now, he's since been traded by the Golden State Warriors, and he's a member of the Memphis Grizzlies, and they'll probably buy out his contract, Taz, in that sign-and-trade deal. How it'll end up working out with Durant is that it's going to be a sign-and-trade deal. Durant's going to Brooklyn. D'Angelo Russell, who gets a four-year, I believe, $117 million deal from the Golden State Warriors. He ends up being the Warriors, and the Warriors add a third team, trade a first-round draft choice, and Iguodala out to Memphis. The Grizzlies will end up buying out Andre Iguodala, but he nailed it. He said, no one's going to the Knicks.
Right.
And he's right.
He was right.
Yeah, you're not counting Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, and Taj Gibson. And Reggie Bullock, who they gave, you know, Reggie Bullock at $10.5, $11 million a year. I mean, who the hell is paying Reggie Bullock $11 million a year? The Knicks are.
He's got pretty good agent, I guess.
Figure that out.
that makes
the Knicks look even, yeah, just what? It's,
well,
it's
right.
Foolish,
and I get they have to spend a certain amount of money and a percentage of the money in order to hit the salary cap floor. I understand that. But when you go into an offseason and you suffer and you win 17 games in the regular season and sell that you're going to have this great masterful game plan and that your coach is this great recruiter that all these stars want to play for and none of them come here, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah, someone's got to look within themselves, look at the ownership. Well, let's see. It's not the building. It's not pressure. Meaning it's not the Garden. It's not the pressure of New York. I mean, it's not being in New York. I mean, then what is it? The color that the team wears, the orange and blue? I don't think it's that either.
No, I think it's the owner.
Sure it's the owner.
I think James Dolan does factor into it.
Yeah, big time.
I think he does. The way he's handled things, the way he's handled situations. He's been a PR disaster when he's addressed the media and hopped on local radio.
Throwing fans out of the building
who are heckling him. You know, dragging a former star player out of the building because he was being heckled by that player.
And rips him on the radio afterwards.
Right, correct. I mean, those are all terrible looks if you're the Knicks owner, James Dolan. I don't think there's any way to cut it.
Yep.
Now, they've got no other choice. They're going to come out and say, you know what, we're going to draft and develop. That's all well and good. They've got no other choice.
No, they don't. They don't. And, you know, it's sad because it's such a storied franchise. I wonder what like a kid like R.J. Barrett thinks. Kid coming out of Duke is a great player. Okay, he was, you know, I wonder what he's thinking.
He's probably thinking that he's going to change it all.
He might be thinking that. He could be right.
I mean,
I didn't think of it like that, but he could be.
He's a young kid. He's 19 years of age.
Real good player.
He's a real good player. Yeah. He's probably going to say, I'm going to change it all.
He could be. And you know what? At the end of the day, if he is thinking that, good for him.
Yeah.
Be confident, right?
Yeah,
be confident.
I don't blame him for that.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
The Knicks need that kind of transformational talent, Taz.
If he isn't
thinking that, then you've also got a problem as well.
No, you're right. I agree. No, you're right about that.
But I also, he comes from a dad who's familiar, familiar with New York, familiar with the Garden, played at St. John's, runs the Canadian National Team Test.
Yep.
He's probably giving the advice, do your job. Don't worry about any of the outside
nonsense. Keep your mouth shut. Do your thing.
Do your thing. Yeah. Develop. Get, if you develop and you're the player that we all think you're going to be, everything will take care of itself.
Right. You got an opportunity to the point you made
to be the man.
Right.
To be the guy at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Maybe
he will. We'll see. He's real good.
Yeah, he is. We'll get into, Kemba Walker, now a Celtic. The moves by the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. I mean, there was so much to get into last night when NBA free agency. With that, more Bogus is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Andrew?
Walked in. Hey, guys. Good to see you.
What's going on,
Report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance, protecting commercial vehicles and offering specialized coverages designed to protect your business. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. As most expected, Kevin Durant has left Golden State, joining Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, and Garrett Temple in signing up with the Nets. Durant expected to technically head east through a sign-and-trade with Brooklyn that'll bring guard D'Angelo Russell to San Francisco. That deal also will include the Dubs sending Andre Iguodala to Memphis. He is likely to get bought out and could sign with Lakers. They, the Clippers, and the Raptors still waiting to meet with Kawhi Leonard. The finals MVP sat out yesterday's madness, although Magic Johnson told the LA Times he spoke with Kawhi and his uncle about those Lakers. The Sixers are losing Jimmy Butler to the Heat in a sign-and-trade involving Josh Richardson and J.J. Redick to the Pelicans, but Philly keeps Tobias Harris and adds Al Horford. The veteran center gets $109 million over four seasons. Now, after missing out on Durant, those Knicks, as Moose mentioned a second ago, got guard Reggie Bullock and forwards Julius Randle, Taj Gibson, and Bobby Portis.
All right.
The Wizards not expected to match Portis's two-year $31 million offer sheet.
Stunning.
Right?
Yeah.
Poison pill.
Exactly.
Poison pill.
Veteran guard Patrick Beverley is staying with the Clippers for 3 years.
Imagine they did match it. The Knicks can't even get Bobby Portis. Wizards are like, not so fast. We'll match that one.
Bobby Portis going from the worst organization to the second worst because the Wizards don't have a GM.
Right.
So they might break a tie with the Knicks right now. Pat Beverley re-signing with the Clippers, 3 years and 40 Mill and the Bucks have re-signed Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez, doubling down on the Lopez family, signing Robin as well. There were also some huge extensions handed out yesterday, 4 years and $196 million in Portland for Damian Lillard, 5 years, $170 million for Jamal Murray in Denver. None of this official until Saturday. Losers of seven in a row, the Mets considered making it eight last night, letting a 3-2 lead become a 5-3 hole entering the bottom of the eighth.
Now the pitch. Swing and a ground ball inside third. Fair ball going down the left field line. That could score two. Conforto's in. McNeil rounds third. He's digging for the plate. He will slide in safely ahead of the relay throw. It's a two-run double for Pete Alonso.
Nice. Howie Rose on Mets Radio. Alonso's two-run double followed a go-ahead two-run single from Jeff McNeil, and their Mets beat the Braves 8-5.
A must-needed victory.
Oh, yeah.
They lost seven in a row.
It's been much needed for about 19 days.
Very glad, as a Met fan, that the month of June is over. Okay, yes. So maybe this is turning a new page, maybe being optimistic. July, here we come.
I hope so.
It was a big win.
From
it was
your
a big
lips
win.
To God's ears.
I know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not too confident, but you know what? It was nice to see that victory last night. It really was.
So Alonso, McNeil, and Jacob deGrom among those named All-Stars yesterday. Alonso and McNeil are two of the 31 first-timers going to Cleveland next week. And Alonso joins Ronald Acuna Jr., Josh Bell, Vlad Guerrero Jr., and Carlos Santana as home run derbyers, three more spots to be filled. U.S. men's soccer, an ugly 1-0 win over Curacao in the Gold Cup quarterfinals. Weston McKinney headed in a cross from Christian Pulisic in the 25th minute for that lone goal. The Americans now take on Jamaica Wednesday night. More importantly, the American women battle England tomorrow in the World Cup semis.
What time is that match?
Three, yes. Okay. NHL free agency begins noon Eastern today. The Dallas Stars expected to add veteran forwards Joe Pavelski and Corey Perry. And Nate Lashley won the Rocket Mortgage Classic yesterday by 6 shots. Lashley only got in the event as an alternate after failing to qualify. Now, he briefly quit golf back in 2012, wasn't a tour rookie until 2017, and now he has this win, which guarantees his spot on tour all the way through 2021.
Wasn't he, like, when he left golf, he got into real estate, I believe.
He was flipping houses.
Yeah, he was flipping houses in real estate, and then he got back into golf.
And part of his struggles were connected to his parents and his girlfriend dying in a plane crash.
Right.
That threw him off the rails.
Yeah,
and it's just an amazing win for him yesterday.
Yeah, that's tremendous. Talk about redemption in your career and your life. That's very impressive.
What a comeback. That is a great
story. That's amazing.
It really is.
Amazing. Yep.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey,
we'll
great
come back.
Job. Yeah.
We got your NBA calls, free agency. A lot of it. I mean, the majority of it. We wait for the one big domino to fall, and that being Kawhi Leonard. $2.1 billion was spent in NBA free agency last night. Think about that on player contracts. $2.1 billion. We'll get to your calls and more. We'll do that next. Taz Moose on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Got a lot of NBA free agency chatter going on here, Moose, in this episode of Taz and Moose on this beautiful Monday in July. Let's go out to the beautiful state of West Virginia. Talk to Buff, listening on 94.9 FM. Buff, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, you used that term loosely. You got it.
Hey,
Buff, bringing the jokes early. Love it. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm loving what the Sixers have done. I know everybody's beating their chest that are Nets fans, but you could have Kyrie and his bad knees, and you just hope he isn't down at playoff time. And 32-year-old Kevin Durant is a pure jump shooter coming off an Achilles injury. Nah, thanks. I think I love what Philadelphia's done. I think they got other than Al Horford, they got younger, they got a little more athletic. I think I love long term how they're setting themselves up.
I don't, listen, I got to tell you, Buff, and I hear you, and it's optimistic, and I'm a 76er fan. I don't know, man. I feel like, kind of swapping out J.J. Redick and Butler for Horford and whatever, Rich. I just feel like, or extending Tobias, I feel like a guy like Butler, the way, his playmaking ability and his defense, just the way he plays, and J.J. Redick, the type of shooter he is, I think it's going to be tough. I mean, I like you get rid of one veteran in Redick, you bring another veteran like Horford. I do like that part, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not hating it, Buff, but I'm a little bit like, I don't know. I mean, Moose?
Here's the one thing I worry about Philadelphia.
Hold on, Buff.
I worry about the shooting aspect.
That's what I'm saying. Without JJ,
Without Redick
and Butler for that,
and a little, yeah, right, and Jimmy Butler. But they didn't want to offer Butler a max deal. He ends up in a sign and trade, going to go down to Miami. And then you had Josh Richardson, who's a nice piece to add. Yeah, I like the leadership of Al Horford.
That's what I'm saying.
4 years and $108 million, and I think Tobias Harris, who probably had dreams of playing in New York with the Knicks or the Brooklyn Nets, ends up signing a max deal. And returning, I like that, because I also don't think the games of Butler and Harris match together on the court. Right. So there's certain things. I'm more
Buff,
bothered by the loss of Redick than I am Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I felt the same way. Once I love Redick. You know what I mean? I love Butler, too. I mean, but, you know, Redick, that leader. But you got Horford in that leader role now. But Redick's shooting ability, man. Shoot. It just clutched three Jones. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Right. And it's hard to lose those guys and be able to replace those guys. Those
and Tobias is getting a five. You said max deal, five-year, $108 million deal. Dude, I know he's a New York guy, but, I mean, I don't
know. Is he a
max
guy? But they're looking to win. I mean, Taz, they're looking at their window as being, because if they're saying, okay, this is the year to win until Brooklyn's healthy, no?
You want to be a Sixer fan now?
No. Taz, Boos, CBS Sports Radio.
Nope.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.